Morning, Joe.
Hot enough for you?
Yay, what the heck, it's summertime. We wait long enough for it, and I'm not complaining.
It's certainly a three-shirt day, I like to call it. It's so humid. Well, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about some year-end activities, including a meeting of the City Council last night regarding your pension bond proposal. It passed on a 6-3 vote. Your reaction?
Well, I want to thank Councilors McCarthy and Andronico and Calmucci and Phelan and Harris and DeBona for doing the right thing for government. That this proposal was, I know we talked about it here, Joe, this was straight up math. And if we did nothing, the budget would have gone up by $4 million July 1st with the bill from the retirement system and significantly higher each year subsequent. And by restructuring this debt, and by the way, we owe it, period. People say it's a lot of money. Yeah, that's what the unfunded amount is, and that's what the law says we need to pay. So, this is something we can put to bed. But what greater than that, funding it fully, is that we save money because, again, of the historic low interest rates. A number of communities are looking at it. Some have already done it. Some states are doing it. Some counties are doing it with their systems. And it only works because of the historic low interest rates. So, I understand that, city council doesn't always agree with the administration. There's always differences on policy and so forth. And I get it. To me, this was just straight up good for government, financial stability for our city. We go down several million dollars now each year going forward rather than going up. I just think, one and one is two, and two minus one is one. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, and so I'm grateful that the council saw fit to do it. And they added some language, which was fine with us, essentially saying the bond's got to be somewhere minimum 20 to 30 years, depending on what works best in the market to give us the flexibility. So it's good stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, Joe, we would have been doing layoffs, and that's not a threat. That's not, that's the real deal. It comes down to dollars and cents, and this gives us stability going forward. Again, I appreciate the six councils' vote on this and their help on it.
Did you want to respond at all to the criticism regarding Councillor Phelan's votes?
I'm not sure what the criticism was.
That he recused himself during the Finance Committee and then voted in favor during the full council meeting.
Well, I think that he was trying to get an answer, so for the sake of caution, he was on the Finance Committee meetings, but he didn't participate. And then when he got the ruling, and by the way, this is what's called a vote of necessity. Every city councilor has money taken out that goes into the retirement system, every one of them. So one could argue it's a conflict for all of them, but then government wouldn't move forward. It's much like you own a home in Quincy as a councilor, but yet you're setting the tax rate in the fall. Is that a conflict? I mean, there's times when this stuff gets a little crazy and too carried away. And the old saying, the vote of necessity. No, they have to vote on that tax rate, whether they own a house or not. And they all participate. I would actually argue the reverse, Joe. I would argue that Councilor Phelan's already receiving retirement, so he's covered. Mm-hmm. I would think the bigger challenge would be the other councilors who are contributing to it in the hopes of someday they'll receive it. So, you know what I mean? You could look at this in many, many different ways. So, Councilor Phelan is a guy that is beyond reproach. He's got great integrity, and he's been in government for a long time in different capacities. He's a straight shooter and a good guy. So I think whatever criticism there is really unwarranted.
There was concern raised that this is creating a second unfunded liability, that if the investments in the bond fail, then you have that to pay plus the pension obligations.
That to me is hollow, because if the investment world goes crazy, that bill goes up anyway. It goes up anyway. We have to fund the unfunded liability. We have to fully fund it. Now, the state under the law gives us to 2037, and my guess is if you get closer to that, it would stretch it out a few more years as well, as they've done in the past. But the reality is, if the investments go bad, it's a problem anyway. So we pay either way. The difference is, in fact, the outside bonding agencies, rating agencies that look at us every year, they ding us in the audit because we've got this unfunded liability sitting there, and we're not addressing it. So now we're addressing it. We're addressing it that allows us to pay far less. I mean, you could take that argument about anything, if, you know. The old saying, if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass every time it jumped. I mean, you know, you could play that argument all day long. All our outside financial experts suggest this is the way to go. We should be doing it. It's interesting to me, if I had no outside experts, certain counselors would be saying, well, what are the experts saying? You know, we're not going to take your word for it. Well, then the experts, you know, come in and say their thing, but they don't agree with it, so they don't use the experts. Over the years, I've heard often, we should be more like business. This is what business would be doing. This is exactly what private business would be doing. So I think it makes a ton of sense.
There was concern also that Prim Investments is not experienced in municipal bonds. Is that a valid concern?
No.
Okay. What happens now? How does it proceed?
Investments are investments, whether it's, you know, the bond has nothing to do with their investments. We're fully funding the dollar amount, whether it's a bond or cash. Prim now takes that money and invests it. And that's what they do, and that's what they do well. So I don't understand that argument either.
Okay. How does the process work now, Mayor, that it's been approved?
I think we have to get a final nod from ANF, from the state, administration and finance. Mm-hmm. And then we go to... it's a negotiated bond sale, so it gets very complicated, but there'll be a day chosen when we go out into the market and negotiate a bond purchase, so, you know, and then we take it from there, and our experts assist us, guide us, make sure we get the best deal that's in the marketplace. So it's going to be a busy couple of weeks.
And now, will there be two more members added to the retirement board to oversee this?
That has to get state approval.
Okay.
So we've added, in my request, I added two to the board for the purposes of investment purposes only. I don't want to change the ratio of the board when it comes to voting on disability retirements and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, but particularly for the investment side. And these two additional individuals, if the state allows me, would have background in investment, in the investment world. They would specifically have that. With due respect to the retirement board members, they hire outside people to do it for them. And that's just not their expertise, you know. So they work very hard, and I think they do the right thing for the system. But I think that extra expertise would go a long way in holding the feet to the fire of the money managers.
Also, Mayor, a major announcement last week regarding new development in Quincy Center. And... you were already kind of hedging against what you anticipate as some opposition.
Well, look, at we live in a time where particularly the keyboard warriors, you know, on social media, just so negative about everything. And my guess is it would be the same 25 people that they're certainly entitled to their opinion, Joe. That's the beauty of this country. But, you know, if we listen to those people, nothing would happen. Nothing. We would have no progress going forward. Look, we set out many years ago a master plan for the downtown. This is the next phase of the master plan. This shouldn't be any surprise to anybody. This is where we want density. This is where we want people and 24/7 type neighborhood. This is where it should belong. This is the heart of our city, the downtown. And, of course, we're right by the Quincy Center T station, which also drives the investment portion, the private investment. So, no, I think this is the next phase. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. The one on the corner, Hannon Parkway and Hancock Street, that one would be a program that's going to have to be approved by the city council. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a robust process for that. We have a long way to go even before we prepare it for the council, quite frankly, on mm-hmm. that one. The other two are straightforward planning board approvals under the new zoning we have. The planning board is the permit granting authority, so that should go fairly smoothly. So I don't expect any major issues with any of these projects. But the one in the corner, the Slater project on the corner, Hancock and Hannon, is more complicated. That's going to take a little bit of time.
That's with the Performing Arts Center. Will the arts community kind of be consulted with that?
Well, they've been consulted right along, okay. Joe. We've had several meetings with the subcommittee of the 400 committee on this. Mm-hmm. So it was that committee they came up with, you know, what they're looking for in a performing arts center, mm-hmm. the size and what other amenities go with it. So it was really the study that was done for that group that Slater used mm-hmm. to bake the space in. So, yeah, they're certainly well involved. No, at the end of the day, Joe, there's there's no way to please everybody in the arts community on this, because it's impossible to have a kind of a program in there that deals with every possible scenario in the arts, you know what I mean? So, it, you know, I think it's going to be a well-thought-out, well-planned facility that many, many groups and organizations will be able to use. There'll be professional acts in there. I mean, it's going to be a top-quality facility. And, you know, Slater's got a background not only in straight development on residential and all, but he's got a background in the arts. He's been a movie producer. He recognizes the cultural diversity of our city, recognizes the need for a facility like this for our city to bring everybody together. And so he's excited about it. So that certainly warms my heart that you have a developer at the table who is excited and enthused about what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Quincy was home to so many theaters years ago. It's really interesting. It's coming full circle again.
Isn't it something, huh?
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
No, my pleasure, Joe. Enjoy the beautiful summer day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.